Doyle was holding a news conference at a publicly accessible park and ride lot in Wauwatosa this afternoon. He was discussing the E. coli outbreak when the heckling began.
15 of the 30 confirmed cases in Wisconsin. 15 of the...
About a half dozen protesters, one using a bullhorn, continued to shout at the governor about alleged ethical violations. Doyle occasionally paused during his presentation and repeated part of it. Eventually, his security detail and some union members went to stand near the protesters, and the protesters left after about 10 minutes. Doyle campaign spokesperson Anson Kay claims Mark Green's campaign sent the hecklers. Kay says Doyle campaign workers and volunteers will be told not to heckle Representative Green at certain times.
Well, we certainly would tell anyone who works the campaign not to disrupt Congressman Green if he's making remarks to the state or to folks from his position as a congressman that has to do with their safety and their welfare and their well-being. That's a very clear line you don't cross.
Green's campaign denies it sent anyone to Doyle's news conference. The Republicans' supporters say Democratic Party workers and volunteers heckled Green Tuesday night during a campaign rally in West Dallas. Presumably, since public access to tonight's debate between Green and Doyle will be limited, the event will be heckle-free. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.